K-State Nation, what's happening, y'all? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, all things K-State, recording here during the activities of the Pro Bowl. I'm just getting back fresh from KC on this Sunday, February 5th, 2023. And it looks like, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, a lot more on the postcast on the women's side. Another rough weekend of K-State sports, probably outside of track and field. They're wrapping up their invitational as well. I'm recording this right now. But outside of that, rough weekend across the board, including postcast time of the men's game. I mean, you lose, you have this team. And I know my co-host Alex Aiden tweeted this yesterday, talking about, you know, the only reason why K-State was up 11 at halftime because Texas missed a lot of open shots, which they usually hit. Right? So, K-State had an opportunity to kind of make that lead in the first half a little bigger than what it would have originally is. And then Tyquee Kareen, I kind of circled that one, in my opinion, there as a turning point in that game. Tyquee Kareen fouling Rice, I believe it was. Deadly three-point shooter for Texas there at the end of the first half. We're at the buzzer. You let that go. You have to be smarter than that. We're at a point of the season, folks, that you can't make stupid plays. That, for me, in my opinion, was what I think would change the game. What changed the game? Because they're down. You don't make that stupid foul right there. We have played enough games, right, that okay, here's, you know, don't do this, do this. But that's a common, what is the thing? Where is the phrase I'm trying to get here? You have to make smarter decisions here. You cannot foul a three-point shooter going up, especially heading to the break. That might have gotten those boys fired up. Now, I know they missed all these shots and whatnot. Texas, they were lackadaisical in that first half of the game. K-State. They jumped out on them early. And then here we go. This has been the theme. K-State Nation, we should be familiar to this by now. You are what you are, right? So, look, you turn the basketball over. I don't know what the number was there. We ain't all about numbers on this podcast. It's about the results. And K-State, you should have won this basketball game yesterday, and we did not do it there. And the other thing that pissed me off, putting the ball in the wrong hands at the end of the game. Right there. I'd rather have it in Marquise. As much as Marquise Noel, you know, has improved all year long, he's still making those silly decisions. But at the end of the game, at the end of the day, look, I want the ball either in his hands or Keontae's hands. Nobody else should be taking that shot. And that took me right back to that Marquette game last year there. Ishmael should have had an opportunity to, win the game or tie the game against Marquette in. Failed to hit the shot there. I can't. Yes, Ishmael's improved. I get it. Yes, he has improved. I've said on this podcast multiple times. But in that spot, that's a wild shot. Didn't have time to set his feet. No, I don't care. He shouldn't have the ball in his hands right there. Give it, put it in one of your superstars' hands that have led you to this point of the season. And I rather live with that every time instead of putting the ball in the hands of somebody that is going to jack it up or make a mistake. And actually, come to think about it, yeah, Ish kind of fumbled. Ish fumbled the ball, fumbled the basketball late. K-State, we had an opportunity to win that game last year against Marquette in the same building at home. Couldn't get it done. And the same thing happened here. You go up double digits at home. You're supposed to bury a team like this. I get it. This game was physical all across the board. High intense, physical. You let Texas back in the game, and you can see, you can feel it. Even through the television screen, you can feel the intensity through the television screen. I thought, oh, crap, here we go. I think we're in trouble here. And we were there in Texas, came out and stomped our brains in the second half of the game, ended up winning. You know, pretty much, I want to really call it an upset. I know the rankings, Texas coming into the brainless yesterday, ranked 10th. We were 7th, had an opportunity to stay there. I don't know if we're going to stay in the top 10 or not. And now, Jerome Tang's got to figure it out. And TCU, you got TCU coming in here. They just lost to Oklahoma State. I was just getting caught up with the scores, rest of the scores you know, outside of KU, Iowa State game, and TCU, they're falling right now. So this is a must-have. Tuesday night, you have to have this game. No, there's no question about it. You have to have this game after losing to Texas. And yes, in theory, we talked about it on a recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly episode 143, now wherever you get your podcast, Case the Nation. So make sure you go and check that out. But look, you can't, I can't get a pass on this one. You have to win this game. You have them there in your own building, in front of your home crowd, and apparently somebody got thrown out of the game as well. I believe, reading through my Twitter, K-State Twitter, somebody got kicked out of the game. A student got kicked out. I don't know for what, but officiating. You get the whole 9 yards. Officiating was questionable here and there. It's the same old every week. Every game seems like officiating is shitty. Turnovers here, turnovers there, silly fouls, whatnot. This is going to lead to disaster, and it did for K-State men's basketball team, losing the 10th ranked Longhorns, who now have sole possession of first place, 69-66. They're in a backbreaker as far as the conference goes. Pretty much that might have. I know I might be counting my chickens a little bit early here, but that's a backbreaker there. You have to have this game with TCU. Coming to build it. TCU is also going the wrong direction you are right now. You gotta, and they don't have, from what I was talking about in that weekly, Mike Miles got hurt in a previous game. Eddie Lampkin, who buried you in Fort Worth, seems like he's gonna be out of the game. So TCU struggling to stay afloat right now. And K-State, yeah, this is definitely the first adversity of the entire year. You lost 3 of 4, and another whammy here. We lost at home for the first time in Bramlage all season long. That game we should have had. I'm not gonna give Coach a pass. I ain't giving the players a pass. None of that. Now in this podcast, now in this postcast edition, you have them on the ropes and you let them get back in the game and start it right there. You don't make that silly foul. You're up four. You're at least up. It was 14. Yes, it was 14. Right as when Tyke Green goes in the game, make that silly foul. You cannot do that whatsoever there. You just can't. You just can't. You just can't. There's no quiz about it there. You give them free points. in a tightly contested game, when that game means everything within the conference, you just can't give a team like Texas a second life. Now, I think right there, now again, you just feel the energy from that Longhorns bench. And of course, there was some trash. There's some, whatever you want to call it, chirpiness or whatever you call it, between Keontae Johnson and Jared Allen throughout portions of the game, whatnot. Yeah, this was a high stakes game. You had to win this game to sweep Tech. And this is another thing that irritates me. You had another opportunity to seize control seize control of a season series, right? You had an opportunity against KU. You pretty much fell in the crevices of Allen Fieldhouse in that KU team. And KU, by the way, they got dominated in that game. Ohio State, they're checking on hot as well because they can't play worth a crap on the road. So where I'm talking, so we can't play either. But you gotta take care of home court. That's what my tweet said after that loss in Allen Fieldhouse earlier this week. We had to protect our home court. We lost one. We cannot afford to lose another. Use TCU. Ooh, the crow's going to be crowing even louder. So look, TCU, they don't have their one of their best players, and they don't have their impact player either. So they just lost to Oklahoma State, which still, we have to go to Stillwater later. But yeah, this one stings. This one stings. There's just no ways around it here in the game here. You cannot. Ishma should just turn around like a fake turnaround fadeaway three. What are we doing? what are we doing here? I don't understand it in that situation. I'd rather have it in Keontae's hands. If you're going to shoot it from that, which we're down three, I understand it, the situation. We're down three, and we need a three to send the game in overtime. That's just the bottom line there. I want Keontae's hands on that ball at least If Marquise Noel is going to inbound it, I want Keontae touching that ball somehow. Somehow find a way to get him the basketball and let him shoot it. I'll live with that. If Keontae misses it, okay, whatever. Or Marquise, yeah, okay, whatever. But put it in somebody else like that, like Ishans, that's the second time in 2 years that Ishans had the ball in a clutch-saving moment and just can't get it done. That's just bad right there. I'm going to touch on the numbers here. This is the postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast there. K-State, something ranked. That is definitely going to change when this podcast rolls out. Lose to Texas, the number 10th team in the nation, in the Big 12 sole possession leaders by 3, 69-66. Eddie Greer, the third host of the Pro Project Podcast. K-State from the field did shoot 44%. How the hell did we lose the game? But in Texas, they shot 45. Like I said, this was an evenly matched game all the way through, right? K-State, again, you go back to that little sequence there, and then Texas comes out, punches K-State right in the mouth, right from the jump of the second half, and that was all. I kind of felt the momentum already shift at that point of the game. So that just, you can't trim it up better than that, worse than that. Right there, when Marquise Noel is pretty much quiet throughout the ball game, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. KJ 16-3. Desi Stills wakes up, 11-5-3 for him. 3 assists for him as well in this basketball game. Ish had 5 points in the game, but he struggled from the field. Only 1-9 from the field. Ouch. There, Ishiola plays some key minutes throughout. 6 points for him. Yeah, Tyke Green. Yeah, with that minute he was on the floor, committed a critical foul in that game. So, Coach Tang said it in his press conference there. He wants this loss to marinate in their souls, so to speak, in a matter of speaking here, all the way up to TCU. I really hope K-State comes out with guns blazing because they have to take advantage of TCU's situation. They don't, then... I just don't know what it's going to be like. This postcast is going to be like on Tuesday night or when the next postcast comes out. But that sucks for this team right now. And, yeah, it hurts. It definitely hurts. there's just no way around. You lose your first game. It is, what, February 5th, right? You're in the start of February. You finally use your first game in Bramlage, so they're gonna, these boys. They're gonna have to bounce back somehow because they have now lost 3 of 4 in the stretch, right there. And also the theme here lately, as of late, Keontae Johnson teams are finding a way to get Keontae in foul trouble early. Keontae's going to have to find a way to figure that out, to stay on the floor, to be of service to his teammates. If there is any other complaints, that right there, Keontae Johnson needs to stay on the floor longer in the first half instead of letting teams figure out a ways to get him in foul trouble. That has been the game plan. I have noticed that for the last several weeks now. They want Keontae in foul trouble, get him off, let somebody else beat you. That's what Texas did. Texas deserves a lot of credit. For sure, for what they did, they came out totally different team, and they punched K-State right in the mouth, and K-State, I don't think they responded well to that in this basketball game. So we'll find out for sure what K-State made off definitely here, and this that first adversity, yeah, it's definitely hit us here. You would have told me to say that. In early February, in case it's hit a stretch now, my co-host Alex pretty much talked about this last semester on the podcast. That they're going to hit, there's going to be a point. K-State, they're going to face some adversity. And how you respond to that is going to make this team. Well, we've seen it all. Silly turnovers, mistakes, everything else like that. And Jerome Tang's squad, the coaching, we had a good coaching staff, no question. What are you going to do to adjust come Tuesday night? You're back at home in Bramlage. And we'll find out. We'll definitely find out for sure how this team's going to make up. Because this is a huge monster game now. You lose this game, it's going to probably take you out. No question about that. But not saying a lot, Texas, losing to Texas didn't take us out, because it did. Because you had a chance to seize the lead in the Big 12. How many times have I said that over the past week? Quite a lot, K-State Nation. And K-State didn't take advantage. Well, I don't feel that's a different beast, but you did not take advantage at home when you had Texas pretty much on the ropes throughout that first half, and you let them back in late, and then Texas had that little moment, give them a little bit of momentum, and they took it away all the way to a 3-point win over K-State, 69-66. Obviously, next up for K-State will be TCU. TCU keeps coming off being upsetted by Oklahoma State. So this conference does not disappoint. Bring your popcorn every night, because you don't know what you're going to get from the toughest, deepest conference in the Big 12. And K-State's got to find a way to respond Tuesday night when TCU comes calling to Bramble Support Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. You love what you're listening. Definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button first, and make sure you check out the latest weekly episode 143. Folks, could it be in for, I'll tell you this right now, it's not been confirmed yet. Again, I don't know how many times I said that in the last month, but you guys might be in for a little bit of treat here, folks. I'm just going to leave it at that. And oh, by the way, you can leave a comment or a question for us. My DM is open at Eddie_EG3. And one more other thing here, almost left this out. Jacob Pullum was in the building yesterday. And yes, Jacob Pullum has been very vocal on Twitter here this year about the Cats and their success and other things as well. So he got a loud standing ovation, and rightfully so. His numbers needs to be up in them damn rafters for sure. But yeah, you lost when Jacob Pullum was in the building. Anyways, thanks for listening. That's going to wrap it for this postcast edition. Texas, number 10th ranking in the team, now sitting all alone in first place in the Big 12. K-State had an opportunity to sweep Texas. We beat Texas early on in the conference schedule and turn around and blow a double-digit lead. Pretty much, I'm going to go with 14, because that, to me, right there, changed the game. Silly foul by Green, and of course, he didn't even play for the rest of the game, so take that for what it's worth. 69-66, K-State falls to K-State. TCU comes calling to Bramlage on Tuesday night. You happen to listen to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.